Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece from The Atlantic about how to make friendships last a lifetime. It's a topic we can all relate to, right?
Absolutely. I'm always looking for ways to nurture my friendships. What's the main takeaway from the article?
Well, the author, Stephanie Bai, uses the analogy of a house to describe friendship, emphasizing the shared upkeep required. She gathered insights from readers on how they maintain these vital connections.
A house, I like that. So, what are some of the key strategies people mentioned?
One retired army medic emphasized taking the first step. You know, swallowing your pride and reaching out. It's easy to let things drift, especially after major life changes.
That's so true. It's easy to get caught up in the daily grind and forget to connect with the people who matter most. Were there other suggestions?
Definitely, consistency was another big one. One group of friends has a weekly ritual of trying a new restaurant. They call themselves Mensa. Men eating nowhere special again. Clever, right?
I love that. It sounds like a great way to bond and stay connected. What about long-distance friendships?
The article mentions a group of childhood friends who meet monthly on Zoom. They start with an organ recital, sharing what aches and pains they're experiencing, followed by a doom exchange of current events, and finally a headcount of their grandkids. It sounds like they found a fun way to bridge the distance.
It's interesting how different generations approach staying in touch. The article highlights the generational gap between handwritten letters and texting memes.
Exactly. And the article notes that finding shared activities, whether it's playing word games or crafting, can help connect generations and maintain friendships.
The story about the MIT graduates who reconnected after years apart is really heartwarming. It shows that even after long periods of time, those bonds can still be there.
It really underscores the enduring power of friendship. And the story about the Acorns, a group of friends who have been together since seventh grade, demonstrates how shared experiences can strengthen those connections over decades.
It makes you think about the importance of investing in friendships. It's clear that these long-lasting connections bring immense joy and support throughout life's ups and downs.
Absolutely. Nurturing friendships takes effort, but the rewards are immeasurable. It's about showing up, being present, and making the time to connect with the people who enrich our lives. And with that, we wrap up our discussion. Thanks for joining us.
Goodbye.